The dispute of the princes summons your caster. You will hear how she calms them and shames them for raising their voices in a stricken city. She does not believe in oracles, and she will prove that they lie. She recalls how an oracle predicted that Laius would perish by the hand of a son of hers, whereas Laius was murdered by thieves at the crossing of three roads from Daulis and Delphi. Three roads, crossroads, mark well those words. They horrify Oedipus. He remembers how, arriving from Corinth before encountering the Sphinx, he killed an old man where three roads meet. If Laius of Thebes were that man, what then? Oedipus cannot return to Corinth, having been threatened by the oracle with the commission of a double crime: to kill his father and to wed his mother.
Gloria, gloria, gloria.
Yeah. Dracula. Mentita sunt, mentita sunt, o Dracula. Chirex, Chirex, e te pipi înduțesc. Chirex, e te pipi
Amen.
messenger announces that King Polybus of Corinth is dead, and reveals to Oedipus that he is only an adopted son of the king. Jocasta understands. She tries to draw Oedipus back. In vain. She flees. Oedipus believes that she is ashamed to be the wife of an upstart. Oh, this lofty, all-discerning Oedipus. He is in the snare. He alone does not know it. And then the truth strikes him.
But yes.
Rescituri, rescituri, quis Oedipus genus Oedipodis sciam, sciam. Pudet, Jocastam fugit, pudet, pudet, Oedipi exlis, pudet. pudet anybody's genevis Skiam, skiam Anybody's, anybody's genus Skiam, skiam Anybody's genus, genus meum Skiam Nonne monstrum prescituri genus anybodies skiam genus exulis Dei
Hear the messenger describe your caster's doom. He is almost unable to speak. The chorus takes his part and helps him to tell how the queen has hanged herself and how Oedipus has pierced his eyes with her golden pin. Now follows the epilogue. The king is caught. He must show himself to all as an incestuous monster, a parricide, a madman. Gently, his people drive him away. Farewell. Farewell, King Oedipus. You were loved.
Oh.